This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. If at some point we want to rerun the Sean and RJ tees as well, that would be fine. I also want to tell you, listen to their newest tease where I've made another prediction.
I heard
what
it.
Will happen.
I heard it already. But I hope you're on fire and you're on a roll, bro.
We got Cooper Flag.
No, we didn't. I appreciate your
excitement
the rights
and celebration. To draft him in the HR meeting in a month and a half. All right. Is that a better way to put it?
I want to get really excited about Cooper Flag. And I really want to be excited about that player. But
you know, he has a twin brother named Ace.
Ace Bailey?
Ace Flag.
Okay. I really want to be excited about him. You get the first overall pick. You pretty much know what the player is going to be. Every draft. Everybody, maybe not baseball and hockey. But most of the time, you know what a player is going to be. And this is the consensus best player in this draft. And he is NBA ready right now.
Yep.
Offensively, maybe has some development to go through.
Sure.
But he will be surrounded by dudes who know how to play the game and are stars. And he can do something at a very high level already, and he's the future. I want to be excited about it. However, I have no clue how to trust this organization, Kevin. But I will be excited with you that we did get the number one overall pick.
So
that in itself is freaking cool, considering how many times we've had the number one overall pick and lost it, or never gotten an opportunity to get up to this in the first place, which with a 1.8% chance, I never believed.
Go back. We should have gotten Shaq. Like, the Dallas Mavericks should have gotten that pick to get Shaq. Now, I want to know.
I'm proud of you, bro.
What was y'all's reactions to getting the pick? Because I have a little bit more story to tell you. Also, they're going to draft someone else because Cooper doesn't fit the scheme. I don't understand that logic at all. Cooper Flag literally fits exactly what they're looking
for.
He
fits every scheme, I think, yeah.
He is a good offensive player. He's a tremendous passer. He can be a backup point guard.
He's amazing defense.
His defense is tremendous, and he fits on the wing. Like, he fits in, I mean, I know, he'll fit in a lot of systems. He fits great in the system.
NBA DraftNet, Kevin, has his athleticism, 9. Size, 9. And I know we're going to do this later in the show, too. Size, 9. Defense, 9. Strength, 8. All right, he's a kid. He's 18.
Sure.
Quickness, 8. Leadership, 9. Jump shot, 8. NBA ready, 9.
Wow.
Potential, 10. Ball handling, 7. So,
I mean, like, you do not want him as your primary point guard. That's passing, a humongous mistake.
Passing 8, intangibles 9. Everything else is amazing.
Yeah.
And he doesn't need to be a 6'9 point guard. He doesn't need to be that for you. You have plenty of guys to handle the ball on this team now. And he can be an effective defensive player and offensive player for you. Kevin, yesterday, I went to, since Landry died.
Oh,
I now have a room in my house that I can have back. My dog does not have that room anymore. So I went in there. That's my room now. I'm watching it. And once I saw Alec them hit 11, I went, holy crap. Oh, my God. What's happening right now? Adrian ignored me from the other room. And then whenever we got to the from the commercial break going into the top four, my mind started going, this is actually going to happen, isn't it? There's no way. My heart won't let me, Kevin. I'm jaded by DFW sports. I love what the Stars are doing right now. I'm terrified of the fact that they might lose, all right? Because I know what happens in DFW sports. And then Spurs 2 and Mavericks get the number one overall pick. I lost my damn mind, and I went nuts all over the house. I'm just, And Adrian and Carter are like, what's happening? And I was like, something that's never happened before. And it was just, and then Adrian tried telling me stuff. She was looking at her phone and she was saying words. And it was just, and I was like, don't have a clue what you just said. Yeah. I love you.
Yeah.
You have a really pretty face and we do things that make me happy and you happy. I can't understand or process a word you're saying because the Mavs just got this thing.
So
that was my excitement.
If you missed Crosstalk, I'll rehash it, but there's more to the pizza place story. So we went to Primo Brothers in Dallas for our kind of like end of the school year refugee resources party. By the way, Refugee Resources, shameless plug alert. It's a great charity in Dallas that helps kids from who's moved here from other countries learn how to read and learn about Jesus. So I love that charity very, very much if you're so inclined to go check it out. Now, we went to the pizza place, and like I said, I didn't think I was going to get a chance to watch this. I was going to be like, all right, maybe if I just listen to music and don't look at my phone, I can make it home and like watch the, you know, record it and watch it. But it was on in the pizza place, and I was like, okay, well, I'll just take a look when we inevitably get the number 11 pick or maybe even slide down to 12 and we get Crush and Sadness and everything like that. So the Bulls pop up at 12. Thank God for that coin flip. And then when the Mavericks don't pop up at 11, I am disproportionately excited for the rest of the pizza place. I was like, oh, did we just move up to 4 or in the top 4? And then they show Rolando Blackman. I was like, yes, I knew he would do it for us. And so it's time to leave. Like, we wrapped up our agenda for the day. And Elisa, who runs Refugee Resources, lovely lady, she goes, okay, boys, it's time to go because I'm taking Ling, Peter, and Wynn back to their houses. And I was like, sorry, Elisa, I need to watch the rest of this. That's on me. I'll take the boys home, but I need like 5 more minutes. And we're watching and we're talking and the boys are getting excited because they love basketball and soccer, like love. And so we're getting excited and we watch and they're not the 4th pick. They're not the 3rd pick. They're not this. And like when the Spurs pop up at the 2nd pick, we all went crazy.
Did you throw one of those kids?
No, I didn't. But here's the part you're going to love.
Like up in the air in excitement, not across the room into a table.
Yeah, I feel like that's not what I want to do at my volunteer work. Like, hey, I tossed one of the kids up in the air. It didn't work out. But what I did tell them was I would be so excited if we got Cooper Flagg. I was like, I would definitely sacrifice some stuff. And they're like, what about your glasses? Because I have my sunglasses with me. And I was like, no problem. So we're all partying.
Were these the ones you stole from Derek Holland?
No, they're not. But I would have sacrificed those as well. And so we get outside and Wynn goes, what about your glasses? You said if we got the number one pick.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Give up your glasses. Took my sunglasses off, tossed them on the ground, and the three boys had the most fun in the world stomping those glasses out and breaking them into like a million pieces. And then they started to cheer again because they broke the glasses. Then we got in the car, and it's like 8-10 minutes to get back to their apartments. And we're all so excited. And all of a sudden, one of the boys, I'm not sure which, starts chanting Fire Nico and clapping his hands. And so we're just driving along, and these three kids who are like all in middle and elementary school are like, Fire Nico! In the car, it was freaking amazing. I am so glad I got to share that with them. And then when I dropped them off, I called Jess and I'm like, Jess, wake up, Cobra Flag! And she goes, wait, what are you saying? Because she didn't understand the ins and outs of the draft lottery. And she's like, I'm so confused, but I'm so excited. It was awesome.
She got to see him play live.
We did.
This year.
Yes, we did.
I said she, Kevin.
Oh.
I mean, y'all went together, yes, but yes.
That is true.
That was like that was an experience for her, for sure.
And so, you know what I initially thought, Alec, and I definitely want to get your feedback as well, and people are sending a lot of texts in. I got excited when they moved into the top four because my initial thought was not about Cooper Flagg. My initial thought was, ooh, now maybe we'll draft Trey Johnson. And I know there's still a ways to go.
Yeah, I was in that boat too. That was my mind.
Exactly. And I know there's still a ways to go until we actually get to the draft. But that's why I was curious, because it seems pretty heavy thought that Dylan Harper will go two. And then probably Ace Bailey, though I think Edgecombe could go three as well. And so I was thinking, ooh, maybe Trey Johnson. That could be a good fit in what we're doing. And then none of that mattered anymore.
I'm glad it doesn't matter, because as soon as I saw that we were going to move out of the original draft slot, I just told myself it's happening.
Really?
Yeah, I just started telling myself, all right, this is actually happening. Now that I've seen that we're moving up for the first time literally ever.
Yes.
Just screw it. It's going to happen. We're getting the number one pick. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to continue eating dinner because I got stuck in traffic. I mistimed that horribly.
Yeah.
I was hoping to be done by the time the selection was going to be made and the drawing was done. I was not. I texted you guys super late because I literally had wing sauce all over my fingers. I couldn't do anything. Felt like Ricky Bobby walking around just going crazy that we got the number one pick. I was like, I should probably wash my hands so I can text people. And then I'll finish eating like, you know, 20 minutes from now because this is important. So yeah, I told myself as soon as I saw that we were moving up, I was like, it's happening. I don't care. I'm just going to have this senseless hope that we are going to take those odds and run with them. And it happened. And even waking up and still looking at all, you know, the jersey swap mock-ups and all the people reacting to it, walking into the studio and seeing ESPN talking about it with the giant Mavericks logo next to Cooper Flagg's face, I still don't understand it. I still don't believe it. I still don't know how or why this happened, because I don't think, you know, this franchise deserves that. I think the fan base does, but hey, I'm not going to complain.
That's a fair point, Alec. And I do see some people sending that in. We will get to that later in the show, because I think that is a very valid discussion about like, hey, did this just cover up for all the mistakes management made? I love this from the 2-4. Yesterday was amazing. I was giggling like a schoolgirl. I haven't been that happy since they traded Luka away. And yes, I have a PlayStation recording of me and my boys reacting to this as proof of the excitement. I love that. I even love seeing the Mavericks room get really excited, even though there's still part of me that's like, you guys kind of set this terrible idea in motion to begin with. But I am so freaking pumped from the 210. The twinkle in Kevin's eye is endearing. That's nice. I really am excited about this. And we will, as the show goes along, talk about it being rigged, talk about if they deserved it, talk about Cooper Flagg, the player, and if they're actually going to draft him, because there are a lot of other parts to this. But I just kind of wanted to gauge people's reaction from the 619. Last night, I saw Derek Lively at my work, and after he walked by, 5 minutes later, they announced us getting the number one pick. I wish I could have seen his reaction, but they were already gone.
Mm-hmm. From 2-4 fact, he balled out on the Olympic team against guys already in the NBA is exciting.
And it's kind of funny that one of the intangible things when you were kind of going through the intangibles is everybody, most of the NBA players there were like, dude, that kid is a dog,
yes,
man. And so like,
and that was the thing with Luka, right? Was everybody was like, that guy's a dog.
Yes.
But defensively, this guy is a dog as well. Like, he's a dog on every facet of the court.
And all of this is going to have to include if he continues to get better and continues to mature. Like, By no means is he a finished product, but you can't help but be excited. And he has the potential, I kid you not, to be an excellent defender at, I think he could probably defend three different positions. Now, I know offensively, the thought is he can go 1 through 5. Not long-term 1, but I'm with you, and not long-term 5, but I'm with you on the other ones.
He can bring the ball up the court like, PJ.
For sure.
Like when PJ sometimes becomes the center of the offense because he goes and stands in the middle and then distributes, but we know what happens when PJ brings the ball up the court.
Sure.
Sometimes it's going to go out of bounds, and sometimes you're like, oh, no, but for the most part, you know that you're going to get athleticism, you're going to get the ability to dunk, you're going to get rebounds, you're going to get shooting, all these other things.
For sure.
The fact that he's not the greatest dribbler is the only thing that I knock against him.
For sure. And like, and you've seen that, and if you go back and watch a couple of Duke games, if you drop the press on them, that is not the person that you wanted to necessarily try to break
the
press.
He's a great cutter.
He's the second person you want to get the ball, because then he can destroy you right before the mid-court line.
Yeah.
I promise we will talk about the potential downsides of
his ability to go downhill to the basket.
It's unbelievable.
From anywhere, like from not just from, you know, within the 3-point line, like you just said, from midcourt, I decided I'm going to the basket.
Yes.
And his ability to get to the basket from there, the decision's already made.
I am excited about this for a variety of reasons. Okay, I've made no secret about it. We've joked about it. I love Duke basketball. I have ever since I'm a kid. So I'm excited about that. But I have loved the Mavericks ever since I was a kid as well. Like, we all grew up and were born and raised in this Metroplex. Nothing like this ever happens for the Mavericks. Even when they got Luka, we were still frustrated. We were pumped about the pick. We were frustrated that they didn't tank correctly and had to give up an extra first-round pick to get that right. And we all loved the Luka pick. You got Dirk as well because of advanced scouting. The Mavericks never get lucky. They have never, Alec brought it up, literally in the 45 years of the franchise, have never moved up in the draft lottery one time.
I want to go ahead and lay this out there too. Maybe it wasn't luck, and maybe this part of the conversation goes into the next segment too. But Kevin, you said, and let's everybody give Kevin his credit, y'all. There are some things that he says that you're ridiculous and you might hate. This one, he was dead on with. You said they can't win the play-in game against Memphis.
Thank you, Memphis.
You kept telling people, no, they can play in the play-in. They can do this. They can do that. You were upset a lot of the time that they kept winning games and were going to the playoffs. You were like, that's not tanking properly.
Yes.
You didn't talk about it much, though, because in my opinion, you just were like, well, it's a lost cause. This franchise is disillusioned anyway.
Yeah.
They don't have a clue what they're doing. But the whole time you kept pointing out, they can play in the play-in game, but as long as they lose to Memphis, then they can still be in the lottery. That's important.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, no, that's not possible. And you were like, no, it actually is. Here's the deal. You laid it out for them. They lost. And you were like, okay, so we have a chance. 1.8% chance. But you, the whole time, you laid that plan out there. And here it is. So nice job on that again, Kevin.
Thank you very, very much. Now, outside of excitement, the number one thing you see people bringing up is rigged. It was trending. Like trending on Twitter right after the NBA draft lottery.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.